We say it all the time, there's so much talent in this city. And by this city, you might think I'm talking only Cincinnati, but our neighbors from just across the river will step up and politely beg to differ as the Northern Kentucky Legends Music Hall of Fame prepares to induct the class of 2018. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, and my guests are three of the five inductees. Mickey Folger, here representing the Lusters. Paul Bromwell, they're both in the studio and on the phone from beautiful Sanibel Island. It's Danny Morgan. Gentlemen, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you.
Hello, Elaine.
Thank you.
Danny, you said you just got off the beach, so there's that. Were you surprised to learn you'd been chosen for the hall?
Yes, I sure was. It was a great honor and appreciative of that.
You've lived in Florida for so many years. Do you still think of yourself as a Kentuckian?
Oh, yeah. I still come back. I still kept my home in Cincinnati till the 90s when I decided to make Florida home.
Talk a little bit about the early days of your career here in town.
Well, the earliest days were with Mickey. We had a band. We were 13, I believe. Is that right, Mick?
I think so, 13.
About 30 somewhere years ago there. Then.
Yeah, about 30 years ago.
Yeah, somewhere. But I have a song list. I found really cool when we were looking for photos and stuff for this. I found the song list on Mickey's mother's stationery from our first band. And it's all on a typewriter. You know, did you type that, Mick, or did your mother do that?
I don't think either one of us could type. But
no,
she did have stationery, and she was very supportive. That's the key, I think, to that whole thing.
She let us practice down there, and your brother let us have a set of drums.
Danny, early on here, you're hitting on one of the things that I think makes for such a great music scene in this area, and that's the connectivity between all the musicians here. Paul Bromwell, did you ever play with Danny or Mickey?
I've played with about 100 musicians who have played with Danny over the years, I believe. Everybody I run into, oh, yeah, I play with Danny Morgan. I've been playing with Mark Tipton for the last 40 years, and I know Mark had played with Danny, but right before he joined the Young Invaders back in the 80s.
Danny, I leapfrog. You were going to tell us a couple of the bands and places that you played around here when you were in Cincinnati and Kentucky.
Well, Mickey and I started playing school dances. I think Johnson Elementary or something was our first gig.
What was the name of that band?
The Vibrations.
The Vibrations. And it was fun. We really had a great time. We had a young lead guitar player named Mike Craig. He was 2 years younger than us, but he could play. God, a kid was brilliant. And he took lessons. He could read music. And we were into all that venture stuff. And then I sang Runaway by Del Shannon. And all I Have to Do Is Dream by the Everly Brothers. It was so much fun.
Well, Paul Bromwell, you're a guitarist, singer, songwriter, been making your career here in town. You want to rattle off a couple names of some of your past escapades?
Oh, sure. Started in 64, a little bit behind these guys. Loved surf music. You know, I wanted to be a lead guitar player from day one and learned Walk, Don't Run a Pipeline, which we all learned, I think, everybody. And shortly thereafter, discovered the Yardbirds and Beck and Clapton and Page and just kind of went on from there. Played all through the 60s, 70s, mid-80s, played in Young Invaders, punk, played in a lot of the great bars around here. We were like house band at Reflections back in the early 70s when that place was at its height, which if you don't know what that is, all those old folks know now,
yeah.
I think.
And you spent some time in a group called Blaze.
I did, and Blaze was a fantastic band. When I joined Blaze, it was right before the Young Invaders, and I'd been living in Chicago for several years playing up there, and our first child was born and decided to come home. It's real hard to bring up kids when you don't have family around, and came back and got an offer to join Blaze, and that band was fantastic.
Mick, this is the second time around for you.
It is.
You're already in the hall with Wheels.
Well, it wasn't with Wheels, probably because I was in Wheels. Oh. It was an individual induction because Wheels isn't not really a Northern Kentucky band. I was the only one from Northern Kentucky.
Gotcha.
But I had after I played with Danny in the Vibrations, I was kind of recruited from some older boys in a band that became the New Lime in 1965. Then we signed with Columbia Records in 67. So as kids, we were very lucky. We had a record deal. I was 17 and wrote a song. Luckily, I turned 18 when I got my royalty check because I was allowed to keep it. And my dad had that look on his face. In fact, he's literally said, don't do anything stupid with that money, like buy a car. And of course, what did I do? I went out and bought a fancy car. And I was 18. And looking back, I'm embarrassed that I drove around town in a sports car at 18. But I had a song on the radio, so I guess I was cocky. Whatever.
What was it, Mo?
A Jaguar. Beautiful, gray Jaguar XKE. Unbelievable.
My guests are 2018 Northern Kentucky Music Legend Hall of Fame inductees Paul Bromwell and Mickey Folger, and on the phone, Danny Morgan, along with these three guys going in this year. Well, Mickey's band, The Lusters, Mickey's second big band in the
area. Well, my latter band. I'll call it the band after I retired and started working a real job practicing law. Then this was what they called a weekend band. So
also the East Orange Express and guitarist Junior Spivey. When is the ceremony, Paul?
I believe it's June 7th.
Is a Thursday.
Open to the public?
Certainly open to the public. Tower Park, a public city park in Fort Thomas, is the location. Nice amphitheater.
Danny Morgan, you coming up from Florida for it?
I am. I'll be there.
It starts at 6 o'clock with the induction ceremony, and then there's going to be a whole bunch of music.
Exactly. Most of the inductees this year will be there performing live. Junior Spivey will do a set. Now, Junior played country. He played with Kenny Price. In fact, he played with Kenny Price at the Grand Ole Opry. I was so impressed with that because I think a lot of us always dreamed of playing at the Opry.
Sure. You know?
But, yeah, Junior's got that old career. He started out with Brenda Lee. You can imagine that as a kid. I mean, he's 17, 18 years old playing with Brenda Lee. So Junior Spivey will do a set. Danny will do a set from the Vibrations through the Apple Butter Band, which, of course, was a very successful band. Mike Reed was in that band for a while, the former Cincinnati Bengal. And Danny, he's coming up too, isn't he?
Well, there's a talk of it.
We won't make any public promises then.
Show up on the 7th and find out.
Yes, exactly.
So, Danny, you're playing with the whole band, too, or solos?
Yeah, Mickey had this great idea to go through the early stages of my career and then going right into coming to Florida. And so these different musicians will be joining me on stage at different parts of the journey. Bob Sugar Lips Lotz, the great harmonica player who lives in Cold Springs. He was formerly in the law business with Mickey. He's going to play harmonica. He'll be joining us on stage. And Mike Bobbitt is a phenomenal lead guitar player from Northern Kentucky, and he'll be on stage. He was part of the touring band with, I think, Tipton. I can't remember all the different, a lot of Northern Kentucky guys were in and out of that band, but he was down here in Florida. But it's going to be fun. These guys are great. And then Brenda Foles will be joining us on stage. She sang on a lot of my records, and she's tremendous.
Paul, you putting an act together to go on stage?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be people from my current band. So Elaine and Jane will be playing, as well as some friends from Shut Up and Drive, which is a different sort of band. I'm in a hard rock band. And by the way, Mike Bobbitt and I are childhood friends. I've known and grew up a mile from him.
We'll talk a little bit about the brotherhood of musicians.
It's unbelievable. I mean, having played away from here and lived in other cities, and you come back to this area, the quality of musicianship here, just natural musicians, people who can just flat play. It's unbelievable. Junior Spivey, I think I was aware of him when I was 15 years old. Junior's been great since then.
And he played with Lonnie Mack.
Yeah,
speaking of talent around here, and I've had that opportunity to play with Lonnie Mack, and I grew up sneaking into bars to see Lonnie Mack.
Yeah.
I was going to mention the great inspiration we had, like the Flamingo Club on Sundays. You could go down Newport, Kentucky, had this place with the grown-ups place in the evening. But on Sunday afternoon, Lonnie Mack would play, and we could all go. It was like a teenage party on Sundays.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got to see Lonnie and Billy Joe Royal and all these characters were playing. And we had great inspiration as young people. Unbelievable.
This is the sixth year for the Hall of Fame. Mick, just give us a couple of names. People might not really remember.
Well, it started out the initial year. I would say the top of our list, the cream of our crop, Rosemary Clooney. I mean, what an icon. She's one of the first inductees. Then you got Adrian Belew, who spent all that time with David Bowie. Yes,
Frank
David
Bowie.
Thank you. I need all that help. Obviously, Adrian's phenomenal. And the guys in Pierre Prairie League that were from Northern Kentucky, the first year, Mike Connor, the keyboardist, and Mike Riley, the bassist from Fort Thomas, they were inducted along with, they were in the first year, and then Billy Hines the second year with me. For some reason, the second year was drummer year. In fact, Gary Burbank was inducted, and he announced himself as a drummer. Which was a shock to all of us, but he claimed to be, and Mike Hodges got in that year. But that first year included Haven Gillespie. Now we're going back. That was in 1934, I think he wrote Santa Claus is Coming to Town. The story I read in looking him up was that he wrote it for the Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's when it debuted in 1934. Who else has been in? Well, the band that I signed with in Columbia was in as the New Lime. And Skeeter Davis, that first year from Grant County, The End of the World. What a big hit that was. And Bobby Mackey's in. Gary Winters, great trumpet player from Bellevue, Kentucky. And then Bill Reeder, who grew up with Dan and I playing in another band in Fort Thomas, the Corvairs. played the saxophone. He went out to Vegas, became Wayne Newton's music director. Now, he was the number one sax player in Las Vegas for 20 years. That's the top. That's the cream of the crop right there. I mean, he's phenomenal.
Is Mary Ellen Tanner on that list?
Oh, yes. Mary Ellen Tanner, may bless her. Yes, Mary Ellen Tanner made it the year she died. Mm-hmm. I mean, sad we lost her, but yeah, probably got a little jazz in there after Rosemary. Yeah. Rosemary and Mary Ellen.
The Northern Kentucky Music Legends Hall of Fame takes the stage at Tower Park Amphitheater in Fort Thomas, Kentucky, on Thursday, June 7th for the induction of the class of 2018. East Orange Express, The Lusters, featuring Mickey Folger, Paul Bromwell, Danny Morgan, and Junior Spivey's contributions to the music scene in and around Greater Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky will be celebrated with a ceremony and a concert. All of the inductees play in this year, and a jam session following the individual sets featuring some of the best musicians in the area. Admission is free. It's a family-friendly event. Plenty of free and close-by parking, food and drink available. The induction begins at 6, followed by the concert and jam session. More information and a link at WVXU.org. Danny Morgan in Florida, get back to the beach.
I have to play. I have to get ready to go to work.
Your work is play, my friend. We'll see you. Safe travels. Paul Bromwell and Mickey Folger, thanks for stopping by and congratulations again.
Thank you again, and you're more than welcome.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.
Thanks for having me.